A lot of classic jazz has been reissued since the compact disc boom began in the mid-1980s. But jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that too often, the way it's reissued doesn't do justice to the material. He says sometimes the music is all right, but the production is all wrong, like a new CD of classic solos by pianist Thelonious Monk.
As a composer, Thelonious Monk was one of the founders of modern jazz, the bebop music that stayed modern for 50 years. But he doesn't sound like a bebop piano player. Boppers were into a fleet, light sound. Monk's approach was heavy and deliberate, built on thick sonic slabs instead of flowing lines. The album Solo Monk was made in 1964 and 5. He'd been recording for 20 years, but he'd never made his origins quite so explicit before. Monk didn't sound like a bopper because his roots were in ragtime-derived stride piano players, like his hero James P. Johnson. Solo Monk lets you hear that Monk's not weird because he's avant-garde, but because he's old hat. On his blues North of the Sunset, he sounds like he's going for the sound of a logging camp piano, one of those broken-down instruments itinerant musicians played on 80 or 90 years ago. Pianos where a dozen keys didn't work and the rest put up a good fight. That's hardcore Monk, that combination of clunky sonority and perfect rhythmic placement. Solo Monk is mostly standards. A couple of them so old the cavemen sang them to the dinosaurs, but Monk treats dusty pop tunes with the same offhand familiarity as his own pieces. Monk is fashionable now among jazz piano players in the U.S. and in Holland. The Americans play his tunes, but the Dutch study his keyboard and pedal technique. That's why Misha Mengelberg and Michael Brahm get closer to Monk's sound and feel than Marcus Roberts or Michael Weiss do. As technician, Monk was master of the minor second, the clank of two adjacent keys struck at the same time. He got a world of acoustic effects through split-second discrepancies in attacking or releasing those notes. Monk perfected the illusion of bending notes on the piano. If you strike two neighboring keys together, then quickly release the higher one while holding the other down, the high note seems to slide into the low one. Solo Monk is a great record, and I'm glad it's back. But the new CD is one of those disastrous reissues that prove folks at the major labels don't always pay attention when they reissue old stuff. Besides the dozen tunes from the original album, there's a previously unissued version of Monk's tune Introspection. That's fine, except the first 6 seconds of it is a false start left on by mistake, or because no one noticed that's what it was. The CD also has a surprise bonus track, a trio take of Honeysuckle Rose that's not listed, not great, kind of disrupts the solo program, and which just isn't supposed to be there. I mean, how do you put an extra track on a CD and not notice? Even with it, the program's only 46 minutes long. Columbia owns other stuff they could have added, like Monk solos on Darn That Dream and the hymn This Is My Story, This Is My Song. They turned up on a 2-LP set Columbia put out in 79, but I guess no one who works there now remembers this. That's pretty sloppy. You deserve better. So does Monk.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York.